Today's shiur is in Masechtas Erevin on Daf Mem Gimel. We will begin on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis. One line in the Gemara, above the third last Tosfos, Divrei Amaschil Kitanoi, in the middle of the line with the word Mimai. We had a machloikis in yesterday's Gemara between Rab Nachman and Rav Huna, whether we are goyzer throwing an item outside of a tchum, which was surrounded by mechitzas, because maybe the person throwing will come to chase after the item, and he will then walk past his tchum. So are we goyzer, or are we not goyzer? That was the machlokas. The Gemara wanted to say that this will be the same machlokas as we had in our Mishnah between Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah on one side versus Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva concerning the halacha of Nasnuhu Bedir Oy Besoyar. We learned in the Mishnah that if Goyim took a person on Shabbos and took him away from his tchum and brought him into a corral or any other type of enclosure, so the opinion of Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah was that the person is able to walk throughout the entire enclosure, not just Dalet Amos. And the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva was that he can only walk Dalet Amos. So the Gemara thought that the reason for the machlokes between these Tanoim is whether you're goyzer the deer or sohar because of Bika. We learned in the Mishnah that if Goyim take a person out of his tchum and put him into an open field of Bika, then everybody's moida, he only has Dalet Amos. So the opinion of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua concerning a deer and a sohar which has mechitzas is that people will get confused between the two, and therefore, even by a deer and a sohar, we only give him Dalet Amos. We don't let him walk through the entire enclosure. Mashiach came the opinion of Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah, who permit him to walk throughout the entire deer and sohar, is that people will not get confused. We do not make a gzeira otu a bika, and therefore a bika is Dalet Amos, whereas a deer and a sohar gets the entire enclosure. So the Gemara thought that just like Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah are not gozer a walking in a deer and sohar because of the walking of bika, so too they will not be gozer to throw beyond 2,000 amas, because maybe the person will forget and will chase the item that he threw beyond 2,000 amas. Just like they're not gozer there, they won't be gozer here. And the opposite of Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, who are gozer deer and sower atu bika, they will be gozer that you're not allowed to throw beyond the 2,000 amas of the tchum, because maybe the person will walk past his 2,000 amas chasing the item that he threw. That's where we left off yesterday in the sugya. And now we start with the word mimai. Mimai, how do you know this is so, that you can compare one machlokas to the other and to say that the machlokas of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna is actually a machlokas tanoim? Who says that that's so? I can make a distinction. Dilma may be kiloi gozer Rav Gamliel Rav Elazar ben Azariah hilich sar v'dir otu hilich bika. Do you know why Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah in our Mishnah were not gozer walking in the entire enclosure of a sar and deer because of bika? They did not make the gzer hani mili hasam the shnei mekaymasein. As Rashi explains, there are clearly two different kind of places. One place has mechitzas around it, that's the deer and soar, and the bika is an open field at the beginning of Shabbos before the goyim put the mechitzas around. At the beginning of Shabbos was an open field, so therefore they say that people will not make a confusion between the two makomas, and therefore they're not gozer. Avol tiltul otu hiluch, but to be gozer zrika past the 2,000 amas, because maybe the person will forget and he'll chase the chafetz that he threw, and he'll walk beyond his 2,000 amas, the makam echadu, that's all happening in the same place. Hachanami de gazri gzeira. Maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel would be gozer the gzeira of Shema Yimshech Achachafetzoi, that he would go and chase after the chafetz that he threw. So who says one thing is dependent on the other? And the opposite is also true. We can make a distinction between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva and the case of Shema Yimshech Achachafetzoi. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, nami. Rami, who said that by a deer and a sower you only have Dalet Ames, Mimai de Mishum de Gazrihu, who tells you it's because they were gozer, a deer and a sower ought to a bika? Maybe it's not because of Exera. Dilma Mishum de Kasavri, they hold, Ki Amrin and Kol Abayis Kulikar Ba'amistami. When do I say that a person, when he's in an enclosure, it's all considered Dalet Ames, and he, as large as the enclosure is, if he's in a city, and the city is as large as New York City, he can go from one end to the other, if it would have walls around it, Hani Mili Hecha de Shavis Ba'avir Mechitzis Miboy Joim. When do I say that the whole city, or his entire enclosure, is considered like Dalet Ames? That's if he was there at the beginning of Shabbos within those mechitzes. Aval hecha deloy Shabbos ba'avir mechitzes b'boy joim. Loy. But that's the reason why in a deer and a sower, where at the beginning of Shabbos he wasn't there. He was in a city. And the goyim captured him, put him into captivity, brought him into where? Within the enclosure. So there, since he wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos, therefore Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua are of the opinion that all he gets is like someone who was deposited by the goyim in a bika, and that is Dalet Ames. He doesn't get the special dispensation that the entire city or the entire enclosure is considered like Dalet Ames. But it has nothing to do with a gzeira. And therefore, when it would come to the case of gzeira, which is let's be gozer throwing beyond 2,000 Ames, because maybe he'll forget and he'll walk beyond the 2,000 Ames, on that maybe they would not make the gzeira. So therefore, the Gemara says, saying that we have no proof that one machlokas, the one in our Mishnah, is really the same machlokas as Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. And this is the end of this sugya of the gzeira of Shema Yimshach Acher Feitzoy. Now the Gemara wants to know who the halacha is in our Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, it seems that going to be a question in the Gemara, but it would seem that there was a machlokas between the two parties, namely Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah on one side, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva on the other side, in two separate halachas. One was the question if Goyim brought the person, the Jew, into a deer and a sohar, and where Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah said he gets the whole enclosure to walk in, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva said he only gets Dalet Ames. And then there was another question concerning a boat, and the Gemara had brought a story where the wind or the sailors on the boat took the boat outside of the original 2,000 Ames, and the question is where they could walk on the boat, where Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah said they can walk throughout the entire boat, and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva once again said no, that they can only, once they're out of their original 2,000 Ames, because the boat has moved, they can only walk in 4 Ames. So we have these two machlokas, and the question now is, who is the halacha like? Amar Rav, said Rav, Hilchasa k'Rabban Gamliel, Bedir, Visor, Visvina. The halach is like Rabban Gamliel, and actually it's Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Elazar ben Azariah, but we're just making it very brief. The Gemara just mentions one of the two people, and does not mention Rabban Elazar ben Azariah. The halach is like Rabban Gamliel, that what? That you can walk throughout the entire enclosure, both in the case of Dir and Soar, and both in the case of Svina. Ushmul Amar, Shmuel disagrees with Rav, and he says Hilchasik Rav Gamliel b'svina, the halach is like Rav Gamliel by the case of the boat, that you can walk throughout the entire boat. Aval b'dir v'sar lo, but concerning dir and sar, there the halach is like Rav Yeshua, that all you get is 4 amos. So the Gemara says, what do we see from this machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? The kuli amam mias halachik Rav and Gamliel b'svina. We see that everybody holds that the halach is like Rav and Gamliel by svina. Their whole machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is the halacha also like Rav and Gamliel by dir and soar. The Gemara wants to know, my time, why is it so poshut that the halach is like Rav and Gamliel and Rav Elazar ben Azariah by a boat? And yet there's a question by Dir Vesor. Doesn't it revolve around the same principle? And if you paskin by a boat, that what? That even though a person went beyond his original 2,000 Amos on Shabbos, he can walk throughout the entire boat, not just Dalet Amos. Why wouldn't you say the same thing by Dir and Soar? It's the same thing. if I'm not allowed to have das. We learned that yesterday. That if there's das, then of course you only get, if you did it intentionally, you only get dalet amos. But if you were forced by goyim to be in a dir v'soar, or you, the wind pushed your boat, or to say the goyish sailors moved the boat beyond your 2,000 amos, it would seem to be the same principle. And if in one place you pass like Rav Gamliel, you should, Shmuel should have said the same thing by dir v'soar. Why does Shmuel in fact say by dir v'soar the halacha is like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua, that all you get is dalet amos? The Gemara answers, no, there is a distinction between the cases of Svina versus the cases of Deer and Soar. Amar Rabba, Hoyul v'shavas ba'avir mechitzes miboy join. By the case of Deer and Soar, at the beginning of Shabbos, where was this Jew? He was in the city. The Goyim captured him and brought him into the enclosure of Deer and Soar. So there, Einach Nami, could be that all he gets is Dalet Amos. That's what Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva say. However, by the boat where the story that took place in the Mishnah, all the four Talmid HaChachamim, where were they at the beginning of Shabbos? On the boat. So they were within the parameters of the mechitzas of the boat. So over there, the halacha is that you get the entire boat because they were there at the beginning of Shabbos. This is the svar of Rabba. Rab Zeira has another distinction. Rab Zeira Amar, Hoyol v'svina noitlosai, since the boat takes him, the case in the Gemara, in the Mishnah was that the boat was moving, since the boat takes him, mitchilas arba, from the beginning of four amas, umenachosai, and leaves him off, v'soif arba, at the end of four amas. Now Rashi here has three pshatim to explain this. We will take the pshat of Rashi, which is the last pshat, and Rashi, the second last line on the Amid, ends off with the words, v'zeh ikr. The ikr pshat that Rashi has of these three is that they're by a boat, every time the person takes one step, he's moving more than dalet amos because the boat is moving under him. So the whole concept of that he can only walk dalet amos on a boat doesn't apply. Rashi compares it. What's the din if goyim take you from dalet amos and they deposit you in the next dalet amos? So what happens? You get dalet amos. Every time a goy moves you, you have dalet amos. So what happens if the goy keeps doing this the whole Shabbos? So you get another four amos every time the goy moves you. The same thing by the boat. Every time I move a step, I'm actually moving more than dalet amos. So what happens now? I get the next dalet amos. I move a step, the boat's moving me another dalet amos, and so on and so forth. So therefore, it comes out that I'm allowed, says Rav Zeira, even if I paskin that all I get is four amos by a deer and a soar, that's stationary. But by a moving boat, I get the whole boat because I'm always getting a renewed dalet amos. This is the pshat of Rav Zeira. My benai, what nafkamin and halacha will there be between the pshat of Rabba, the distinction of Rabba, of mechitzos, and Rav Zeira's distinction that the whole concept of only getting dalet amos on a boat doesn't apply because it's moving? What nafkamin will there be? Ikebenayu, two chalukim, the Gemara says, shenifchesu daif nesvina. What happens if the walls of the boat crash down, and now they have less than 10 tfachim, so they are no longer mechitzos? So if the whole stress of the heter of going on a boat throughout the whole boat is because of mechitzos, you don't have the mechitzos anymore. That, according to Rabba, you would not be allowed to go throughout the entire boat. Ma'ashenken, according to Rav Zeira, has nothing to do with mechitzos, but the vort is because you're always constantly renewing the dalet amos. If so, even though if there's no walls, you would be allowed to move throughout the boat. Inami, another chilek. The kaifetz b'svina l'svina. If somebody jumps, he's on one boat, and he jumps into another boat. So if the vort is because you were in your original mechitzos, you're not anymore in your original mechitzos, and therefore you would not have the entire parameter of the boat. You would only have dalet amos. Ma'ash yankin, if the reason is according to Rav Zeira, because a boat's always moving, what's the difference if it's the first boat or the second boat? You are always moving your dalet amos, and therefore you're allowed to walk throughout the entire boat. Now the Gemara wants to know, why does Rabba not hold of Rav Zeira? Why does Rav Zeira not hold of Rabba? Rav Zeira, my time alone, Amar Karabba. What reason is there that Rav Zeira does not hold of Rabba? So the Gemara answers, Amar Loch. So Reb Zeir will tell you, Mechitzos, and now we go to the top of Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Lahavriach Mayim Asuyos. These are, as Rashi explains, these are not bona fide mechitzas because they're not like in a house where they're made for the structure of the house. Rather, here the whole purpose of the mechitzas on a boat is in order to keep out the water. Those are not considered good enough mechitzas, and therefore Reb Zeir holds there must be a different reason, the one that he gave, because the boat's always moving. V'rabba my time alamer Reb Zeir. Why didn't Rabba say like Reb Zeir's reason, because the boat is moving? So Rabba answers, of course Reb Zeir is right. If the boat's moving, you always constantly get another dalet emes, and therefore you can walk throughout the whole boat. But Reb Zeir, pardon the pun, missed the boat on this, says Rabba, because Reb Zeir says b'mahaleches kuliyama leplegi. Because my opinion, says Rabba, is that the machlokas is not in mahaleches. Ki plegi b'shamd. If the machlokas would be in a moving boat, then of course Reb Zeir's four is correct. But they're not arguing that in mahaleches everybody holds its mutter because of Reb Zeir's swara. But where is the real machlokas by kishamda when it is stationary? So you don't have any more the swara of a moving boat. So there, there's a machlokas. Do we give him dalet ames, or does he get the whole boat? And there the reason is, like I said, Rabba, because of mechitzas, because you're in your original mechitzas, or maybe those mechitzas are no good, as Reb Zeir said, because they're made to keep out the water. That's the question, the machlokas in our Mishnah, whether you give him dalet ames, or whether you give him the whole parameter of the boat. So there's different ways of learning here. We'll learn the following way, that it comes out that that Reb Zeir and Rabba are having a machlokis in what the machlokis in our mission is. According to Rabba, as the Gemara just stated, the machlokis is by Omda, whether the mechitzas are good or not. Whereas by Mahaleches, everyone would be moida that he gets the whole boat because the dalet ames are moving. However, what does Reb Zeir hold? Reb Zeir holds the opposite. By Oimed, I hold that it's usser because the mechitzas are no good. I hold that everybody would hold in the Mishnah by Oymid if it was stationary, you only have Dalet Ames. Where's the Mahalachis by Mahaleches? Do we give him the whole boat because the Dalet Ames are constantly moving? Says the Gemara, Amr of Nachmar Yitzchak Masnis Nami Deka, the Mahaleches Loi Pligi. So Rav Nachmar Yitzchak wants, the Gemara now is going to bring two proofs that Rabba is correct and not Reb Zeir. I'll bring you a proof that the Machloks between the Tanoim and our Mishnah is by Mahaleches when the boat is, by Mahaleches there's no Machloikis, but rather the Machloikis is by Oimed as Rabba said. Nimai. Midik Tani Maisa. We had a story in the Gemara where they were going on. We had a story in the Mishnah where these four Tanoim were going on the boat. Shabom, Mipal Daras, and they were coming from this city. The Hifliga Svinasa Bayom, and the boat was moving. That's what Hifliga means. The boat was moving out of their original Tchum. And the question is, how far can they travel? How far can they move around on the boat? Rem Gamliel, Rab Lazman Azar, Yeholchus Kula. So they went throughout the whole boat. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, Loi Zazu Me Arba Amos. They didn't move from the Arba Amos, a whole Shabbos. Why? Sharatsu L'Hachmar Alatzma. They wanted to be Machmar on themselves. So now, it comes out that when you say the word Sharatsu L'Hachmar Alatzma, it seems it was a Midas Chasidus. They wanted to be Frumer. They wanted to be Machmar. Me'ikar Adin. They could have also walked around the whole thing. So let's analyze it. If you're going to say like Rabba, that the Machloikis is not by Mahaleches, rather the Machloikis is by Oimed, so then it makes sense. Hanu Diktani Ratsu. Why? They wanted to be Machmer. They didn't have to. They wanted. Why? Right now the boat's moving. So everybody holds that you get more than dollars. You can walk through the whole boat. But what happens if suddenly the boat stops and they've been used to a whole Shabbos walking around all over? They were afraid. What are we going to continue to do? We won't realize, oh, it's Shabbos and we stopped. We have to stop walking. So Dilma Umda, maybe the boat will suddenly stop. And Rashi says, Lava Daitun. We won't think of it and we'll start walking. Eight Amis, ten Amis, Tilwul Chab, oh, it's Shabbos. So they didn't want to do anything wrong and therefore they only went Dalet Amis. That was a Chumrah. Eli Amra. In other words, since they hold by onda it's usher, they were machmer even by mahalachas. Eli Amra pligi. But if you're going to say, like Rav Zeira's opinion, that what? That the machloikis is by mahalachas, and Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua hold it's usher al pidin to go. Because by Oymed, everybody holds its usher. The machloik is my mahalechas. So hai rotsu l'chachmer. What kind of lushan is this of the Mishnah? They wanted to be machmer. Isurahu. According to their shita, it's mamish and iser. So then why does it say in the Mishnah? Rotsu. Elamai is a raya. That the machlokas is by Oymed. And this was mahalach, which everybody holds its mutter. But they wanted to be machmer because maybe the boat will stop. I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Masis Namidek, I'll bring you another raya from our Mishnah. Diktani, it says in our Mishnah. By the way, before we go to the second raya, Tosis points out, what does Rav Zeira do with this question? It says Ratzah, it's a very tough question, Rav Zeira. Tosis says no problem at all. What Rav Zeira will explain, Ratzah l'hachmer means they wanted to be machmer because l'shitasam, this is mamish and iser. And as their friends were saying, go ahead, walk throughout the whole boat. They said, no, our shita is usher. L'shitasenu, Ratzah l'hachmer, we want to be machmer. So Rav Zeira felt that this is not such a question. But Rav Ashi wants to bring another raya. On Rav Ashi, you must need Sinami Deka. I'll bring you a proof from our Mishnah. That Rabba is correct that the Machlokas is in Oymed and in not Mahalechas. Diktani, it says in the Mishnah, Svina. And what case is also mentioned in our Mishnah? Deer and Sar. And Deer and Sar are stationary. So Dumya to Deer and Sar. Ma Deer and Sar, the Kvi. Just like Deer and Sar are stationary and not moving around. Av Svina Nami the Kviya. So the Machlokas, if there is a Machlokas between Lazar ben Azariah versus Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel versus Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua, it must be in the same similar case of Deer and Sowar that the Sfina is stationary. Says the Gemara now, Omer le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav le Rav Ashi. Rav Acha b'rei de Rav said to Rav Ashi, Hilchus and Karam Gamliel b'Sfina. What did we learn before? That both Rav and Shmuel, everyone agrees that the Allah is like Rav and Gamliel by a boat. Hilchus, if you say the word Hilchus, Mechlal de Pligi, it would seem that there's a Mechlokas. So what the way the Mephorshim explained, what is bothering Rav Acha b'rei de Rav is, where are you taking this Mechlokas from? Who says there's a machlokes? All we have in our we have a machlokes by Deir Vassar, granted. But by boat, all we saw are the words Ratzu Lahachmir. The Gemara didn't say there is a machlokes by Svina. We were deducing there's a machlokes because we had a story about a boat. But it may be whether the boat's moving, whether the boat's stationary, maybe all they wanted to do was to be machmir. But who says there's an actual machlokes? Maybe Me'ikra Din, they're moda even by Omeid. The Mephorshim explained that this kasha is according to Rabba. Now that we brought two proofs that Rabba is correct and not Rav Zeira, so the Gemara is saying, who says that there's a machlokas according to Rabba, by Oymed? Maybe there's no machlokas either. There's no machlokas by Oymed, just like there's no machlokas according to Rabba by Malachas. Who says there's a machlokas? So the Gemara says, no, there is a machlokas. Yes, there is a machlokes, Vatanya, and I will prove to you. Here, Vatanya is not a question, but Benechusa. It's a proof. We learned in a Braisa that Chananya and the Bach takes out the next four words, Chananya Oimer, Kol Oiseyon, that whole Shabbos that they were on the boat, what did they do? Yashvu Vedanu, they were arguing amongst themselves, discussing back and forth, Bedvar Halacha, in a Dvar Halacha. What was the Dvar Halacha? And they were saying that Emesh, the Dvar Halacha concerned this very Shaila of what? How far you can walk on a boat. Emesh, yesterday, Hichriachi Abba, my uncle, my father's brother, which Rashi says is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua was Machriya, said Chananya. That what? Halacha Karam Gamliel Besvina, the Halacha Karam Akiva Bedir Vesoar, the Halacha is like Karam Akiva by a boat, like Karam Gamliel by a boat, and Halacha is like Karam Akiva Bedir Vesoar. So since they said that they were arguing back and forth, and they came to a maskona, that what? That the Halacha is like Karam Gamliel by boat, so you see that there was a machlokas. It wasn't just Ratzu Lahachman that there was no machlokas, but actually there was a machlokas, and the Halacha by a boat is like Karam Gamliel. Now we begin an entire new sugya, and the question of yesh tchumen l'mayla ma'asora or ain't tchumen l'mayla ma'asora. And this is a very nagei l'maisa shaila, which it's nagei today in the time, for example, not so much of svina that the Gemara is going to be discussing, but in a airplane, when a person gave himself halachically enough time, for example, to reach Eretz Yisrael. He didn't leave at the last second taking a chance, and as has happened that the planes have arrived on Shabbos, he gave himself enough time. However, it happened that due to extenuating circumstances beyond his control, that the plane actually landed on Shabbos. So now there is a question halachically which a person has to ask a competent Moira Harah to paskin, what does he do in such a situation? And the Moira Harah will start off with this sugya in Erevim Daf Mem Gimel. The shaila is there a din of tchum above asara tvachim? And first of all, the concept of the shaila is just like we had throughout Hilchas Shabbos, Masechet Shabbos. We learned, for example, Rishus Arabim above yud tvachim is already another Rishus called the Makom Ptur. So maybe the whole din of tchumin also only applies up to yud tvachim. Above yud tvachim is like another area, and maybe the halach of tchumin does not apply over there. And this would have two ramifications. Number one, if the halacha of Tchumen, 2,000 amos, doesn't apply, one, if you could travel somehow or other through the air, and we'll find different ways that that's done in the Gemara here, if you could travel through the air above Yud Tvachim, you would not be hindered by a limitation of Alpayim Amah, of a Tchum. And secondly, if your plane, for example, landed on Shabbos, so the din of 2,000 amos would not begin while the plane is above 10 Tvachim. It would only begin once the plane was within 10 Tvachim. That is where you would be kind of shvisa, and then you would have a halacha of 2,000 amos. So this is the shaila over here, which is again an airplane, and we hope is very rarely a shaila lemaisa. Boy, Rav Chananya. So Rav Chananya had the following question: Yesh tchum l'mayla ma'asora or ain't tchum l'mayla ma'asora? So now he explains what his question, in what case his question would be. If amud gavoy asor v'rochav arbo, if you have a pole, a post that is 10 tvachim high and it's wide 4, and Rashi explains that it's like a platform, and part of it is outside of the 2,000 amos, and part of it is inside of the 2,000 amos, and your question would be, can I go up in the part inside the 2,000 amos and walk over outside, because now I am l'mayla mi'asara tvachim, light to boil up. That's no shal, it's usher. The aras michti, that's like thick ground, and it's as if I'm standing on the ground, since it's a very comfortable way of walking up there. You have enough space to walk, so that's considered like you're walking on the ground. So as if you're going up on a mound on a little hill, and avada, that would be considered part of the 2,000 amos, and you would be actually being over an isser of going beyond the 2,000 amos. Kitaboyloch, when is my question? Ba'amid gavoya asar ve'ena rochavar. When it is a very narrow amid, it's not 4 tvachim wide, it's very precarious to walk there, not comfortable to walk there, so that already is not considered a thick ground, as if you're on the ground. And there the question is there a din of tchumen there, a lamayla miyasora or not? Inami, another case. The cause of bekvitza, you went up above 10 tvachim by jumping. How did you jump? Rashi says, b'shem. You used one of the shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave you supernatural powers, and you were able to go and fly above asora tvachim. Is there a halach of tchumen at that point or not? And we gave a modern example in an airplane. Would there be that shaila? Lishnachrina, the Gemara doesn't have an airplane. Another Lashon says the shaila would be besvina. And Rashi explains that in a boat, the boat is always above 10, normal boat is above 10 tefachim from the ground. And in Mela, it says Rashi, it's comparable to like jumping in the air. My, what is the halacha in this shaila? Amar Rav Hoshea, Tashma, let's bring a raya from our Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah Mice, there was a story. Shabo, mi pal darshan, they came from the city, these four Tamid Chachamim, v'fligas v'nasim b'yam, and their boat moved in the water, and they wanted to be machmer Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Kiva not to go beyond the Dalet Amos. I amrit bishlam yesh tchumen. If there's a concept of tchulun l'mayla mi'asora, and this boat, as we explained, a regular boat is above 10 tefachim from the ground, so mishum hachi ratsu, that's why they wanted to be machmer. They had an issue of tchumen. Eli'i amrat ain't tchumen. But if you say this b'chlal no concept of tchumen above asora tefachim, amai ratsu. So why did they want to be machmer even? There's nothing to be machmer. There's no halach of eruv tchumen above asor tvachim. So l'char you have a raya that yesh tchumen, there is a halach of tchumen above asor. The Gemara says no raya. Kidomer Rav, as Rav is going to say in the next piece of Gemara, b'malachas barakak, that it was speaking about where it was going in a sandy area. In other words, there was no clear water to the depths of the body of water over there. It was a sandy area underneath the boat, and in that particular area, it was not above 10 tefachim from the ground. So there's no raya. It could be that maybe there is not any tchumen above asara, but there Sharla was in a boat which was near the ground, and there was not asara tefachim from the ground to the boat, and therefore they had to know what the din is the gabe eruv tchumen. Hachanami b'malachas berakak. So here also it's less than 10 tefachim. It's in a marsh, sandy area, and there's no 10 tefachim to the ground. Toshima. Pam achas, this was the last case of our Mishnah, the last story. One time, like Nichnas Ulanoma, they didn't come into the port Achechashecha until it got dark, and they had a question if when Shabbos arrived, were they outside more than 2,000 amos away from the port or not? And he told them, "Don't worry." He said that Hayinu, I saw that I had a certain instrument that I was able to measure, and I saw that we were within the tchum, and you can get off the boat. If you say yesh tchumen l'mal masor, it's good. El yamrad ain tchumen. But if you're going to say that there's no halach of tchumen, so why did he say in the Mishnah? It was Ram Gamliel who said that don't worry, we were within the tchum. Ki lo yayinu b'toich tchum. Even if they would not have been within the tchum, my havi, what's wrong? It's above yud, and there's no tchumen above yud. So you see a chloride, there is tchumen above yud. Amar Rava, no. Here's where Rava said the teretz that we mentioned the Gemara before. B'malach is verakag. It's speaking about in a sandy area, so there was no ten tfachim to the ground, and therefore there definitely was an issue of tchumen, and he had to say that we were within the tchum Shabbos as the boat came into dock as Shabbos approached. Toshimal, let me bring you the following proof. Hani Shev Shmaitz, there were seven halachas. This Amrin B'Tzafra B'Shabbata, in the morning on Shabbos, it was said, someone said it, Kameh D'Rav Chizda B'Surah. He said in front of Chizda in the town of Surah. Bari Panya B'Shabbata, in the afternoon of Shabbos, Kameh D'Rav B'Pumpadisa. He said in front of, or as it says in the Masar Sashas, in front of Rav in Pumpadisa. Now, who is the one who's able to travel from Surah to Pumpadisa, which is a much further than the Tchum Shabbos? Man Amrinu. Who said these seven halachas? Lav Elio Amrinu. Elio said, and we know Elio went alive b'shamayim, and we know Elio is a shomer Shabbos. So how did Elio go beyond the tchum? The answer is alma ein tchum l'mal masor. We have a clear proof there is no tchum. So as Elio flew through the air from Surah to Pumpadisa, he had no problem of tchum, and he's going above yutvachim. The Gemara says loy, no proof. Dilma Yosef shade amrinu. Maybe it's Yosef the shade, and Rashi says doy minter Shabbata. He didn't keep Shabbos, and from here to Or Zeruah asked the kasha on his Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, because Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says that Shadim do keep Shabbos and they keep mitzvahs, they're Shomer Shabbos and Shomer mitzvahs also. So he says, L'chayr from this Gemara, you see, unless you say Yosef Shadim was an exception, but L'chayr it would seem from Rashi and the Pasha, the Pshat and the Gemara, that Shadim do not keep Shabbos. Memeli, it could be there is Tchum L'mal Miyasara, but he didn't keep Shabbos and he was Taka Iver. Yaiser Sheid Amrino, he's the one who said these seven halachas. Tashma, Hareini Nazar B'Yom Sheben David Bo. The Gemara now, we get into a very interesting Gemara. A person said, on the day that Mashiach comes, I will be a Nazar, I won't drink wine. So now, every day he has to worry. Maybe Mashiach is coming today. I can't drink wine today. So there's a few days in the year you could drink wine. Mutter lishtes yarm Shabbos v'yom taifim. You can drink wine on Shabbos and Yatav, and now we turn to Mem Gimel Amud Beis. V'asher lishtes yayin kol yomei sachoil. But you can't drink it Sunday through Friday. So now let's understand why is this so? Iyamet b'shlomi yesh tchumen. If you say there's yesh tchumen l'mal miyasora, haynu de b'shabbos riyam toifim mutter. You know why I can drink wine on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Because Mashiach is not coming today. He can't come because there's a din of tchumen. How's he going to go all around Klal Yisrael and saying I'm here? He can't come on Shabbos. So the person knows today Shabbos he can't come. Yesh tchumen l'mal miyasora, and therefore he can drink wine. The rest of the days, however, Mashiach could come, and therefore he can't. can't drink wine Sunday through Friday. Eli amrat ein tchumim b'shabbos v'yom tovim. If there's no halach of tchum, am I mutter? Why is it mutter to drink wine? Maybe Mashiach will come on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, no. It really could be that ein tchumim. Maybe Mashiach is coming on Shabbos? No. Because before Mashiach comes, somebody else has to come. Who has to come? Elio. And Elio didn't come yesterday. So I don't have to worry that Mashiach is going to come today. Shiny Hashem over there, by Shabbos it's different, or Yontiv it's different. The Amar Korda Pasuk says, Hinei Anochi Shaleich Lechem Es Elio Anavi, and Rashi seems to have the gears of the rest of the Pasuk, Lefnei Boi Yoim Hashem, Agarul Vanoira, that Elio has to come one day before Mashiach. Elio didn't come yesterday, so I don't have to worry on Shabbos that Mashiach's coming, and therefore the person could drink wine on Shabbos. We know that Elio didn't come on Friday, so Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. In the weekday also, let's say the same thing. Let him be mutter to drink wine every day. Just like I know Elio didn't come on Friday, so if I'm holding on Thursday, did Elio come Wednesday? No, he didn't come Wednesday. Means Mashiach can't come Thursday. I could drink wine on Thursday. So what's the chilek? And for the Gemara, El Amrin, you have to say Lebez Nagadol Asa. You have to say that where does Elio first goes to the Bez Nagadol? He's going to let Rabbi Yashiv know that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. But I happen not to yet know that Elio came telling me that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. So if so, the Gemara says back, Hachanami Lema Lebez Nagadol Asa. So what is the distinction of Shabbos? If you're not going to say it's because of Tchumen, what is the distinction of Shabbos over the rest of the week? If Elio has to come one day ahead of time, so just like the rest of the week, I have to be Choshesh Elio's here, and who knows about it, the Bez Nagadol, and I don't know about it. On Shabbos also, Elio came Friday, I don't know about it yet. No, the Gemara says, Kvar muftach len Yisrael. There was a promise to the Jewish people. She'ein Elio bo loy be'arvi Shabbos v'loy be'arvi Yom Tovim. Elio won't come on Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tovim ne'at Torah. Because as Rashi says, she'menichim tzarchi Shabbos v'holchim l'hak b'panav. People are busy preparing for Shabbos. They're going to have to go. Elio's here. Everybody's going to run to Elio. They're going to not have time to prepare for Shabbos probably. So there's a deal that was made that Elio is not coming on Friday. If Elio doesn't come on Friday, Mashiach can't come on Shabbos. That's why it's mutter to drink, but not because yesh tchumen b'Shabbos. Could be really ain tchumen. Now, Kosal Dat, Gemara thought at this point, Midi Elio loy asa, just like Elio can't come on Friday, because Tircha of Hachana Shabbos, and he doesn't want to be Matriya Klal Yisrael to meet him on Friday, so Mashiach Nami loy asa, Mashiach Nami loy asa. So Mashiach's also not going to come on Friday, because also everybody's going to run to Mashiach. It's going to be a tircha. The Gemara said, if so, frag the Gemara, b'mali Shabbat to Lishtri. So why is it usher for this person to drink wine on Friday? He knows, just like Eliyahu's not going to come on Friday, Mashiach won't come on Friday. So if Mashiach's not going to come, he can drink wine on Friday. The Gemara says, no, Eliyahu lo yasi Mashiach asi. Eliyahu doesn't come on Friday of tircha, but Mashiach could come on Friday. I tircha. What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? All the rest of the world is going to want willingly to be avodim. They're going to grab on, the Navi says, to every Jew, and they're going to say, let me serve you. They're going to be avodim to Klal Yisrael. So the person runs to Mashiach. Who's going to take care of it? He has 25 maids that want to take care of it. He has no problem of preparing for Shabbos. So Mimela, Mashiach could come on Friday, and that's why it's also for the person to drink wine, because maybe Elio came to the Bez Nagodol, and you don't know about it, and Mashiach could come on Friday. Freidi Gemara, Bechad Bishabo Lishteri, why isn't it mutter to drink wine on the Nazir on Sunday? And if we say it's usher for him to drink on Sunday, why don't I say that maybe Elio came on Shabbos? And Mashiach will come on Sunday. And I don't know about it because he's by the Beth Nagol and I didn't find out about it. Lifshit mina. Since we say it's usher for him to come on, since we say it's usher for him to drink wine on Sunday, let's be poshut, there ain't tchumen. There is no din of tchumen. L'mayla mi'asar. D'i yesh tchumen. If there would be tchumen, l'mayla mi'asar. B'chad b'shabbos lishteri. Let it be mutter for him to drink wine on Sunday because he knows Elio didn't come on Shabbos because of the din of tchumen. And since we don't say that, l'chari avaraya, that ain't chumin. And therefore I have to worry that maybe Aliyo did come, and Mashiach is going to come today, and that's why it's also on Sunday. Because Aliyo can't come on Shabbos, and if Aliyo can't come on Shabbos, Mashiach can't come on Sunday. So why is it mutter from L'chari Yavaklor Raya that ain't Chumen and Aliyo could come on Shabbos? The Gemara says no proof. You have no right that he clearly holds ein tchumen l'mal miyasar. Could be he has a suffix, and at every opportunity he's machmir. So therefore, when it comes to the question of drinking on Sunday, there I have to say ein tchumen, maybe l'chumra, and therefore maybe Elio did come, and I don't know about it, and therefore Mashiach is going to come today. It's usher for me. However, if I have a shaila, am I allowed to travel beyond my tchumen up in the air, on that I'll say maybe yesh tchumen, I'll be machmer. So from this halach, you have no right because we'll be machmer both ways. Now the Gemara asks a stum question on this whole sugya. Dekoi emas dekonader. When did this person make the neder? What day of the week? Ilema dekoi bechoyol. If you're going to say he made it during the week, even the chalal and naziris, once the naziris was chal on him during the week, heichi asi Shabbos mafkas lei, how can you let him on the first Shabbos following his neder drink wine? Maybe we always have the chashash that Elio came and at some point during the week, and I don't know about it because the Bez Nagadol, he's by the Bez Nagadol. Memela, how even on Shabbos am I allowed to drink? Maybe Mashiach's coming on Shabbos. Maybe he's here, and I don't know about it. Ella, you have to say the koi b'shabbato. He made the neder on Shabbos. V'konader ubi yomtiv v'konader, or he's holding a yomtiv and he made the neder. Vahu yomid d'shorli. That first day of Shabbos is mutter, but einich namikam ve'elich asle. The first day of Shabbos is mutter because Elio is not going to come on Friday, as we said before, because of tircha. So the first Shabbos right after that Friday, that's mutter. Einich nami, once the week starts and we aser him, then even the following Shabbos will be aser because maybe he doesn't know that Elio or Mashiach are here already. Continues the Mishnah. One time the Gemara said a story about where they were coming in right before Shabbos into the port, and they didn't know if when Shabbos started they were more than 2,000 amos away from the port or not. And Rabbi Gamliel used a certain instrument to figure out that we are within the 2,000 amos. Tanish if I feres hoysel al Rabbi Gamliel. He had a certain tube, and Rashi says that if you have a long hollow tube, it shortens the distance of your vision. If you have a shorter one, you could see farther. And he adjusted it. He made a special hollow tube that would be exactly 2,000 amas. Shahayamabit v'tsayfe b'alpayim amim b'yabashu connect alpayim b'yam. He was able to use this instrument and look 2,000 in the dry land and also 2,000 in the sea. So this instrument is what he told the people. I used this instrument. I know that we were within the 2,000 amas. Now the Gemara says some practical aitzes. Haroitza leida kama oimkir shogai. Somebody wants to know how deep a valley is. So maybe Shavuot, he brings one of these hollow tubes. Umabit Boni looks in it. V'yeda kama oimkir guy, and he'll know how deep the guy is. So Rashi explains that he stands on the edge of the valley, he looks down, and then he backs up. And as he has this instrument which measures exactly 2,000 amas, as Rabbi Gamliel had. After 2,000 amas, his eyesight gets murky. So he goes there till he has 2,000 exact. Then he starts backing off. At the point where he can't see the earth anymore, then he, for example, let's say we have to say it's on a slope. So on a slope, otherwise, if it's on a straight going down, if he backs up, he won't be able to see the bottom of the valley. But if it's on a slope, so he backs up until it gets fuzzy, until he's not able to see it anymore clearly, and then he knows, let's say it's 15 feet where it starts getting fuzzy, so he knows it's 2,000 minus 15 feet, it'll be 1985 feet, which which is the depth of this guy. Haraitzalei to come a goivishal dekel. Somebody wants to measure a tree, but he's afraid to go up on the tree, might fall off. So here's an eitzah. Moedet koimos, he measures his own height. Vitziloi, and the tzeil of the tree, the shadow, whether, as Rashi explains, depending where the sun is in the horizon, whether it's straight on top of him, there won't be a shade. But if it's a little bit to the side or a lot to the side, he'll have a bigger shadow, a smaller shadow. So he measures whatever time of day he's measuring the shadow, he measures it. Vitzel kamas, he measures his shade, his shadow, how long it is. So let's say he is 6 feet tall and his shadow is 7 feet, so he knows there's a proportion what his shadow is to him. And now he has the shadow of the tree. So he figures out by that proportion what the height of the tree is, because he has three of the four components he knows. He'll figure out the fourth one as well. The yay, the kamagov shodek, will know how high the tree is. And finally, the Gemara says, "Haroitza shaloi tishrachai ro betzel kever." If he's worried about a wild animal who might prey on a dead person, and he's worried that the animal will come in the heat of the day to a shade, and he'll take the tombstone of the kever and use it as a shade. So what can he do? Noyetz kana b'dal chos. Now, when does this happen? The Rashi brings a Gemara in Psachim that the animal wants to get the benefit of the shade at the fourth hour of the day when it starts heating up. So he puts a kana into the ground at Dalit Shaw's Biyam, Viyir Lahechan Silay Naita, and he sees where the shade is towards, and then Mashpia Voila Mashpia Viyarid, and then he makes the tombstone in a diagonal way so that when the sun shines at that spot, there will not be any shade. So there won't be any shade, the animal will not come over there. If he comes over, he'll smell that there's a mace here, he might tear up the kever. So if he does it in this way, he'll prevent it. Rashi says, what about at night? There will be a shade. So at night, he says, the animal's already used to where he is, first of all, and second of all, by then the whole area has heated up, and the male, he won't want to chepa with the kever. So this thing he should do in the morning, the main idea is to make sure there's no shade there. Once there's no shade, then he will not have a problem of the animal coming there.